Members of the Sierra Club, COPS, Metro Alliance, and concerned ratepayers called a press conference to announce their opposition to the Vista Ridge Pipeline vote that the SAWS board moved to this Monday with short notice. Annalisa Peace with the Greater Edwards Aquifer Alliance says by rushing the vote Monday before the public can respond to the contract posted online this week, it is ignoring what ratepayers said in previous public meetings on the project.
What we heard over and over and over as citizens saying that they did not want their water rates raised so that we could have additional development on the north side. That was an overarching theme of those hearings.
But SAW spokesman Greg Flores says the project needs to be approved and get moving in order to avoid higher interest rates on the $3.4 billion investment.
This is not a rush. We have been working on this for 3 years. We have been negotiating this since July. We have provided ample opportunity for anyone to provide input and ample opportunity for anyone to see what the issues are that are going into this contract.
Florida says the SAWS board wants to get the contract before City Council for approval in October. That, too, is a sticking point with the citizens group who say the deal is too important and long-term for the partly temporary council in office now to decide for the public's future. Eileen Pace, Texas Public Radio News.